Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Danny Murphy. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball four. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive towards the mound. Cardwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Cardwell attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Tapp moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cimoli. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Cimoli steals second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Banks moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Verdon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tap takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bausch moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on hook. Bausch scores. Altman moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball towards left. Skinner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Skinner. Altman scores. Santo scores. Tapp goes all the way around to score. Cardwell moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law scores. It's Cubs, 5, Pirates, 5. Roberto Clemente pinch hits for Bill Verdon. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Gino Cimolai now playing center field. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimolai hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo bunts towards first. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. Two outs. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 4 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Law bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoke moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Vern Law. Don Elston now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get Hoke. Mazeroski moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 4 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-4 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.